hard to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen, but it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it up as loud as it'll go. Talk radio. Well, double talk is all you get, and you wanna hear it straight. There's a place to find all the answers. AM, FM, shortwave, talk radio.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen. Hour two of the National Intel Report on this Wednesday, the 5th of March, 2008. Ron Paul wins big. This is a good news, bad news day for Paul and his boosters. The good news, Ron Paul is wiping the floor with Chris Pendon. Think the margin of victory for Alberta Tories was huge? By the way, this is a Canadian website. Forget it. Ron Paul is getting roughly 70% of the vote, even in Peden's stronghold, if you can call it that, of Fort Bend County. Paul is winning at about 60 to 40 margin. So just where did the pajamas media get their polling information from? They claimed that Chris Pendon was threatening Paul and that Paul was abandoning his presidential ambitions for fear of losing his District 14 seat. Suggestion number one, fire whoever did your polls. Suggestion number two, hire someone who doesn't just ask around the American Enterprise Institute who they would vote for if they could vote in District 14. Suggestion number three, try to enjoy Ron Paul's message. And the bad news, Paul is getting slaughtered in today's presidential primaries. He's getting roughly 5% in Ohio, Rhode Island, Vermont, and even his home state of Texas. That's a pretty poor showing now that it's down to three contenders on the Republican side. That newswire, newsflash here, down to two, John McCain and Ron Paul. Mr. Huckleberry, yes, the guy that said he wasn't going to quit. 2 days ago, I heard him say it. People are asking him all the time, why are you still in the race? Well, because I'm not a quitter. Well, 2 days after he said he's not a quitter, he quit. So goes politics in America. And of course, there was John McCain at the White House to have lunch with President Bush, King George II today. And the medias are all conceding that, well, Mr. McCain has the GOP nod. I wonder if that's going to be the case when the news stories start to abound about Mr. McCain and all of his misdeeds and working for the communist folks, okay? Working for the communists when he was shot down in Vietnam. It didn't take too long for them to set him up with a private apartment, two hookers, get him to do anti-American stuff, and actually getting him to do propaganda for the North Vietnamese. I suppose that's not even a consideration in the race for president. You know, with Bill Clinton, it was his sexual proclivities. And I guess it's to be ignored that you have a guy running for president, or at least getting the GOP nod here, that the guy was aiding and he was a sympathizer to the communist. I guess that doesn't matter. Forget that the guy crashed five planes. Forget that he almost sunk the Forrestal. Forget all of those things. He's just the best that the GOP can do. And who would have thought this? Now, folks, where is the method to their madness? Out of all the 11 people that showed up to run that said, I want to be president, I'm a president wannabe, it's just now down to two people, John McCain and Mr. Ron Paul. And if these people at the GOP had their head other than in some dark dang place, which I hasten to even think where that might be, Ron Paul is the best choice for the Republicans and everybody else in this country.
HempUSA.org is now offering free shipping worldwide to better serve our customers. Our goal is to get these fine hemp products to you in the least amount of time so you can enjoy what the powder seeds and oil can do for you. HempUSA.org has a warning that the U.S. food supplies are dangerously low, and we urge you to protect your family with hemp storable foods today. Tomorrow may be too late. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. This incredible food source is loaded with enzymes so your body can digest the food you eat, and it creates an alkaline environment where cancer can't grow and parasites cannot live, and brings funguses, viruses, and bacterial levels down and to a halt. Try our powder seeds and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. If the body has the proper nutrition, it will heal itself. Ask yourself, why does our government not allow this crop to grow in the U.S.? This product is also great for pets and animals. Call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org today.
Reports are coming in from all over North America about wild MPG.
My 97 Honda Civic went from just over 31 miles per gallon to over 50 miles per gallon.
My 98 Plymouth Breeze went from just over 38 miles per gallon to over 77 miles per gallon.
My 95 Ford F-150 went from 12.7 miles per gallon to 33 miles per gallon.
It's not a hybrid.
It's not an electric.
Wild MPG is an inexpensive modification that gives you incredible savings, a cleaner engine, better performance, more horsepower, less dependence on foreign oil, and better gas mileage.
Far better gas mileage.
Find out more at wildmpg.com.
Wild MPG means more money in your pocket.
The Wild MPG kit is absolutely guaranteed to increase your gas mileage by at least 50%, or the cost of the kit will be refunded to you. Visit wildmpg.com.
WildMPG.com.
Welcome to the revolution in fuel economy technology. WildMPG.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials. Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Boy, bad news travels fast on the internet. And I wasn't aware of this until Michael Herzog brought it up. I think that was on his program yesterday about this Marine that showed videotape throwing a puppy into a gully off of a cliff. The London Times picked the story up. Puppy toss video makes Marine target of hate. A U.S. Marine has become the target of a massive internet hate campaign after a mobile phone video appearing to show him throwing a puppy off of a cliff in Iraq became a viral hit. Some 150,000 people watched the video in less than 2 days before it was taken down from the YouTube website this morning. More than 4,000 posted comments, overwhelmingly negative, although many questioned whether the dog was already dead or not. By the way, I only had to watch that video once to know that that dog was alive. Anybody that's ever had a puppy knows the difference between a dead puppy and a live puppy. The low-quality video shows two Marines in combat joking as one holds up what appears to be a motionless black-and-white puppy, which then he hurls into a rocky gully. A loud yelping sound is heard as it flies through the air. Major Chris Perrin of the Marine Corps Base Hawaii says it appears the man is based with a unit in the islands. In a statement, the Marine calls the video shocking and deplorable and said it violates the high standard we expect of every Marine. We do not tolerate, really? Then why, how many years ago, did you guys have to institute a little mini boot camp to teach morals and ethics to your recruits? Is it getting harder for you guys to find a few more good men? Because you're taking everybody today. So don't give me that claptrap that the high standards for the Marine Corps. It used to be that way. Not anymore. Now, the video is both blurred and shaky, and it's virtually impossible to tell whether the puppy is alive or dead, as it's held by the scruff of the neck by a Marine who shows it to the camera. Well, and again, I saw the video. And what happens, folks, with cats and dogs alike, how the mother dog or cat will move a kitten or a puppy around. They grab it by the scruff of the neck. They immediately go limp. It's not to damage themselves, you know, tear their flesh or whatever, make it easy for the parent to transport the dog. When I saw that video, to me, it wasn't even a question whether this dog was alive or not. I knew it was. At any rate, cute little puppy, huh? The man says, smiling. Aw, so cute. So cute little puppy, one of his comrades says. I tripped, the man says, before turning and throwing something into the air. Off screen, a man says, that's mean. That's mean, Motari. A number of U.S. websites named the perpetrator as David Motari, a 22-year-old from Washington State who had recently returned from Iraq and is based in Hawaii. Mr. Motari's profile on the social networking site Bebo was closed down yesterday. Some sites posted his personal details, phone numbers, and even a picture of his car, while other bloggers called him to be ostracized. Others said the video was simply bringing home the horrors of the Iraq War. If David Motari is a puppy killer, we must engage in an online campaign to ensure that everyone who does business with or associates with him is warned. The puppy had no choice. Humans, through education, will. Mr. Motari's local newspaper, The Herald, reported that it had shown the video to veterinarians at Washington State University, but that it could not confirm whether it was genuine or not. If this is something legitimate, it's one of the most egregious acts of animal cruelty I have ever seen, if not the most, said Dr. Matt Mikas, chief of the community practice services at the university's veterinary college. But Dr. Mikas said that the video did not appear fake to him because the way the animal was went slack by being held from the neck. To me, the sound of the YouTube clip sounded like a puppy in distress, the same sound we hear when the puppies come into the hospital. You know, folks, what was posted on YouTube, and I saw this yesterday, and I had my laptop at home, and I was looking at that video. And then somebody posted other videos that were taken in Iraq by Iraqi, you know, our soldiers in Iraq. Dogs that had been grievously injured, that couldn't get up and walk, were being stoned by U.S. soldiers, laughing about it. One dog, it appeared to me that his left hip was smashed, laying on the ground, and we got U.S. soldiers throwing rocks at it and laughing. When they finally got the dog to get up, and it was pretty pathetic the way the dog was limping away, and actually started to run to get away from these soldiers, after he sat down to turn and look who his aggressors were, you could hear one of the soldiers in the audio saying, "Yeah, should we go and kill it now?" Folks, this is the stuff of kids. This is like George Bush putting firecrackers in frogs. Or the Bubba that thinks it's a good idea to tie two cats' tails together and throw them over a clothesline. Or to torture animals using firecrackers or any other innumerable ways that we seem to come up with inflicting pain on other creatures on this planet. But when I saw that video, man, I'm telling you what, the anger welled up in me. I mean, it really did. I mean, not only have we done in more than a million Iraqis, you know, and it seems in today's world a little strange that, you know, we should value a puppy's death more than we value the death of a human being. You know, how many kids have we slaughtered and poisoned through depleted uranium or just blown them and made them human confetti and supposedly democratizing and, you know, winning the battle. What battle it is in Iraq, I have no idea anymore, but we're there to win. Win what? Win what? And I understand, folks, I understand the psychology of men in combat situations. I understand that. But this goes beyond, you know, let's kill the enemy kind of thing. No. These are just demented kids with too much time on their hands and doing some pretty disgusting things. And I thought about how this is going to reflect on Mr. Matari. So when I pulled up the story today, I thought, you know what? When I saw that video yesterday, I thought to myself, you know, here's this character that he's on other blogs out there. You know, this kid is going to be a scorned and hated man for a long time to come. And sure enough, when I dialed up the story today, I would not want to be Mr. Matari. That's for sure. Change your name, kid. Move to another country. There's a lot more people, I guess, in this country against animal cruelty than the cruelty against, you know, babies and children of foreigners who we're mowing down on a regular basis. Or the regimes that have been in this country that support genocide, like with the Israelis and what they're doing with the Palestinians, have been doing it for years. You know, these are the kind of things that I guess we support. God, when I saw that video, I didn't even show it to my wife because I knew what she would say. I didn't even bother. I was going to save it, and I thought, nope, not even going to show it to her. I mean, it's pretty disgusting stuff. So, tell you what, I was one of those 150,000 people that saw that video. 800-313-9443, if you want to opine on any subjects today, please do. On the issue of the North American Union farce, you know, the ones that our politician in Washington, D.C. doesn't say it doesn't exist. It's got millions of right-wing citizens calling Congress, sponsoring legislation, and writing manifestos in defense of U.S. sovereignty. It comes up in presidential debates, public appearances, has made it into primetime debates, and at least one presidential candidate, Ron Paul, used it as a central theme. Not bad for a plan that doesn't exist. The North American Union conspiracy theory is an offshoot of an all-too-real trilateral agreement called the Security and Prosperity Partnership, cultivated by xenophobic fears and political opportunism. The NAU soon outstripped its reality base. The confusion between the two today has made it difficult to sort out the facts. A little history helps, as most certainly it does. The impossible leap from the SPP to the NAU after the North American Free Trade Agreement went into force in 1994. The three governments began to talk about expanding the scope of the agreement. Mexico, in particular, hoped to negotiate a solution to the border immigration problem. However, the process was brought to a grinding halt by the terrorist attacks on the World Trade Center. Sure it did. In a 2005 summit of then-Presidents George W. Bush, Vicente Fox, and Prime Minister Paul Martin in Waco, Texas, plans for the deep integration between the three countries finally progressed with the official launch of the SPP. In the post-September 11th political context, immigration was off the table in U.S. security interest, along with corporate aims to obtain even more favorable terms for regional trade and investment, that dominated the agenda. As the executive branches of Canada, the United States, and Mexico conspired to expand NAFTA behind the backs of their unconvinced populaces, an independent task force sponsored by the Council on Foreign Relations floated the idea of deeper integration under the name of the North American Community. Their paper, published in May of 2005 and financed by Archer Daniels Midland, gee, there's a big surprise, Merrill Lynch and Yves Andres Istel, was not authored by an underground network of conspirators against U.S. sovereignty, as NAU critics would have us believe, but by a state group made up mostly of former government officials and big business representatives. This group envisioned regional integration as a creation of a community. More on this. We'll take your calls, 800-313-9443. Remember, tomorrow, scheduled guest, Jeffrey Smith. I haven't done enough of this in the genetic modified stuff, so we're going to get into the seeds of deception with Jeffrey Smith for 2 hours tomorrow on this very program. You're going to want to be there. We'll be right back.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
We are back. Before I go any further with this article, let me take some calls here. I don't like to get too far ahead in subject matter with what I'm talking about. Don in Wisconsin. Hello, Don.
Yes, sir. I heard a couple of things that you mentioned in your program. I've been listening to it for the full time here. The last thing with the puppy and the brutality to injured animals by our soldiers, I've heard that the first indications of sociopaths and psychopaths that delight in, and they eventually work their way up into killing kids and babies and people and things. That was one thought. And then the earlier part of your program, when you mentioned that you couldn't think of any more debauchery that California might legalize, we haven't hit beastology yet.
No, I didn't even touch that one.
Thanks a lot.
Okay, thanks for your call. By the way, thank you, Zep, for this. He says, comments, H.R. 777, the Clean Ocean and Safe Tourism Anti-Drilling Act. He said, what does this bill have to do with the fags in California that you're talking about? I think you're talking about an H.R., a House resolution at the federal end. I'm talking about their bill 777 in the California state legislature. So there is a difference. I wasn't aware that there was an H.R. 77, the Clean Ocean and Safe Tourism Act, anti-drilling act. Anti-drilling, I'm assuming that's over oil, and of course we need to stay dependent on the foreign sources so we can justify more war. At any rate, Vince in Montana, you're up. Hello, Vince.
Hi.
Hi.
Am I clear? I'm on a cell phone.
You're good. Go ahead.
This issue of viral videos, and first off, I think this puppy video will have one certain effect for sure. It will ban the possession by U.S. forces of any kind of video recording devices.
Yeah, that was one of my first thoughts, yes.
And obviously, you know, at the same time, another video came out on the Internet that is way more shocking. If you Google West African cannibalism, you'll see that the forces of Charles Taylor, who has recently signed on with George Bush to put together the AFRICOM, the only nation, Liberia, that has signed on to the AFRICOM thing, you'll see the most shocking video you've seen of Charles Taylor's forces engaging in human cannibalism.
Right.
Now, the American people were outraged and rightfully so, at the chucking of that puppy, but I see no outrage at all over this unbelievable video of African forces eating each other.
I'll have to check it out.
Oh, I'll tell you, it's an amazing look into the psyche of the American people when a puppy who, you know, for whatever reason, I mean, I'm not defending this guy at all. I'm a former Marine, and it's outrageous. They should, you know, that his squad leader should have just beat the crap out of him right there on the spot.
Well, you know, and I had this little fantasy going on in my head, Vince. I mean, if I would have witnessed that myself, I'm not sure that I could have contained myself. At the very least, he would have got rifle butted. At the very least.
When I was in the Corps, that guy would have got multiple rifle butts.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that was just unspeakable. But the political correctness.
You just faded on me there.
Oh, I'm here. Can you get me?
Yeah, I got you. Go ahead.
Okay. The political correctness won't allow people to criticize these African forces who are allied to the United States. I mean, it's just amazing to me.
If you look, and by the way, I didn't even mention this. I read this the other day, and I'm going to have Dr. Len Horowitz. He operates out of Hawaii. But they're going after him because he has targeted AIDS manufactured at the pharma cartel facilities for use in Africa as a genocide tool.
That's common. I've known that since the mid-90s.
Yeah, but what you probably didn't know is they're going after, the United Nations is going after Dr. Lenny Horowitz on his investigation of this. You know, and there's millions of people that are dying in Africa. Millions are already dead, and millions more are going to die.
Well, I think you're going to... I told my kids this about 10 years ago. In your lifetime, you will see a recolonization of Africa.
Oh, yeah. Most definitely.
And I think the recolonization will be by the Chinese.
It's too much raw resources down there. Too much to grab.
Yep, they're going to eliminate the Africans, and then they're going to bring in the Chinese.
By the way, how long have you been out of military service?
I've been out since 78.
Well, and I can remember a different Marine Corps.
The
standard. I mean, the standards were high. And if you didn't cut the mustard, you didn't even make it through boot camp. You know, you were gone. I shudder to think, because I know that you caught this several years ago, that the Marines were complaining about recruitment and that they couldn't find, you know, enough good men. So what they decided to do is, even before you went to boot camp, they were have an indoctrination or an ethics, I guess you could call it, reprogramming, because the recruits that they were getting were way below Marine standards, and they actually had to teach them about morals and ethics. Now, I don't know about you, but even boot camp, even going through a Marine boot camp, I went through Army boot camp, but that's just a shake and base course to give you the rudimentaries.
That's not the Marine Corps' fault. That's the educational system's fault.
Yeah. Well, no, you know, I understand, Vince. Well, I'll tell you what. If you can, just hang on a minute, will you? Okay, we got to take the break. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
For veterans of all branches of the United States military, HempUSA.org is offering a 3-month sampler of our hemp products for increased digestion and immunity health of our returning veterans. At HempUSA.org, we feel a sense of urgency for the returning troops to try the most densely nutrient food on the planet. This raw food will rebalance all of their body systems and push out toxins that are found in all of the returning soldiers. We at HempUSA.org feel a need to let the soldiers past, present, and future know about this great urgency to detoxify the body before it can heal itself. The body, if given the proper nutrients, will always heal itself, mentally, physically, emotionally, and spiritually. By calling 908-691-2608 and ordering a 3-month sampler, you will receive a 6-week supply of the highest grade essential fatty acid oil in the world at no charge. You can receive these incredible healing raw food products delivered to your door with free shipping. Call 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org. Today.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
Yeah, we're back. Vince, it's not the educational system that's at fault. And I say that because our children under our tutelage are adults in training. That what you're seeing is not the direct result of a failing of a school system or educational system. You know, the fact that the Marines are looking for a few good men and they have to teach situational ethics to these people that are coming in that want to be Marines, I don't think that's the crop that you want to pick from.
Well, it's what you've got. It's the crop you've got to choose from. I mean, it's the whole disintegration of the family. Your discussion earlier today about homeschooling, I remember going through that whole issue. I pulled my kid out of school for a year.
Mm-hmm.
And I came to the conclusion that it's better to be in the system than out of it. And if you take the good people, the good kids out of the system, all you leave is the trash. And I think it was a wise decision. Both my kids turned out great. But I think that what you were saying, you know, in California, you're looking at the disintegration of the family.
Yes.
Which has always been a goal of the Communist Manifesto.
Yep.
You're the kids are basically being raised on, in almost like a kibbutz type of a situation in California. Both parents working, kids going to school all day being raised, and then you wonder why the Marines only have, you know, have to teach situational ethics.
Yeah, it's a shame. Well, Semper Fidelis, my friend.
All right, Semper Fi.
Thank you. I appreciate your call, Vince. Yeah, back to my story here. about the Free Trade Area of America, the SPP, the North American Union. This group envisioned regional integration as the creation of a community with shared commercial, security, environmental purposes. Its purpose is sacrificing national policy tools to regional goals in areas such as the creation of a common security perimeter, a permanent NAFTA tribunal to settle disputes, and expanding NAFTA to restricted or excluded sectors, and adopting a joint agreement and energy strategy. Indeed, some of these recommendations could very well present threats to democracy in all three countries. Well, it might in Canada. It might threaten a democracy up there, and it might threaten a democracy in Mexico, but it's a threat to the republic here, okay? I don't know why in the heck these, you know, I guess this shows the indoctrination level that people have gone through, that they can't distinguish this country as being a republic and not a democracy. And if they have any doubt about that, I actually somewhere have an Army field training manual that was put out by the then Department of War that that explained to the soldier what he was fighting for, what he represented. And it wasn't a democracy. It made great pains to explain the difference between a democracy and a republic. But evidently, everybody has forgotten that. Now, indeed, some of these recommendations, as I said, could very well present threats to democracy in all three countries, but the report does not include adopting a common currency or a single regional government, and in fact states that a union along the lines of the European Union is not the right approach for America. Horse manure. Now, the CFR paper was an academic exercise with pretense of reaching policymakers, while some of the recommendations were later taken up in the Security and Prosperity Partnership talks, particularly suggestions on ways to improve transnational business. Many of them were unanchored by reality and quickly went the way of the vast majority of policy recommendations. The SPP, on the other hand, established working groups, rules, recommendations, agreements that had a huge and largely unknown impact on rules and policies. It is a complex web of negotiators who work without congressional oversight, public right-to-know, or civil society participations. The corporate world, however, has ample representation. The SPP advisory body, called the North American Competitiveness Council, reads like a who's who of the largest transnationals based on the continent. Now, while the lack of transparency in the U.S. corporate and security-dominated agenda of the SPP are cause for great concern, they are not evidence of a plot to move toward a North American Union. Now, I'm going to stop there because evidently this person that wrote this story, and this is Laurel Carlson, she writes for Global Research, needs to have a little education. Trying to separate these issues. If Laura Carlson would look at how they established the European Union, that came out of what? Well, it was trade. Remember that before they made this agreement? All you have to do is look at the way it was implemented in Europe. They're following and patterning the exact same way. So in my particular understanding, Laura is picking fly crap out of the sugar bowl here and trying to say that, well, this doesn't necessarily designate a North American Union. Yes, it does. Laura Carlson, I don't know who you're writing for or who's paying you, but I would suggest that the Global Research people take a look at Laura Carlson and what she's writing, because she is off base, way off base. On to other news. Bigger and better, folks. By the way, I got an email. Please think outside the box for a moment. Chavez is fighting the Rockefeller-Rothschild oil cartel right now. He is getting the power to the people. They call it, and I do believe this is Consejos Comunales. The idea is that every village vote for some, representation here. This must be an error here. To form a communal. Then they get a budget. They can decide by themselves how to use the money. It sounds good to me. You know, Venezuela has a lot of oil. Now, they were behind a lot, and this is not making any sense. Now they was behind a lot cause of the bankers' manipulation for about 100 years. So what's suppose Chavez to do? What's he supposed to do with all that money and with a nation of, on pain? Dr. Paul said to be friends with all nations, so why not respect the Republic Bolivarian, and I don't even know if this is a word, Bolivaria, of Venezuela. They vote Chavez to be president. Honor that, please. Okay, I respect you a lot. Thank you for IBM. I'm not disrespecting Hugo Chavez. You know, you must be misunderstanding me. I kind of lumped him in there with Fidel Castro and the boys. He does have a socialistic government, okay? And if that's the way they want to live, that's fine. But it was just, maybe it was the lump-in that the gentleman didn't like. Never again will they rob us, the ExxonMobil bandits. They are Imperial American bandits, white-collar thieves. They turn governments corrupt. They oust governments. They support the invasion of Iraq. And this was the response from Venezuelan President Hugo Chavez to the successful lawsuit by the world's biggest corporation, being ExxonMobil, freezing $12 billion in assets of Venezuela's state-owned oil company, the PDVSA. The serious escalation in Big Oil's long-running dispute with Chavez and the movement he represents. And trust me, folks, this is another attempt. These border skirmishes that are going on between Colombia and Venezuela right now, let's just chalk that up to one thing. This is a special operations group working in Colombia, okay, against the interest of Hugo Chavez. Now, ExxonMobil claims it's suing the PDVSA because in June of 2007 deadline, given by Chavez to Exxon and other big oil corporations operating in Venezuela, demanding they cede majority control in their heavy crude upgrading projects in the country. ExxonMobil and ConocoPhillips filed arbitration requests with the International Center for Settlement of Investment Disputes. And ExxonMobil simultaneously took legal action in courts in the U.S. and Britain, which on February 7th agreed to their claim and ordered the freeze of the PDVSA assets. But there is much more at stake than a simple legal disagreement. First, many other big oil companies have agreed to Chavez's term and not gone to court. Among them, Chevron Corporation, Norway's Statoil ASA, Britain's BP PLC, and France's Total. Second, Venezuela is not the only country to confront big oil and demand that old contracts be renegotiated. Here in Canada, Newfoundland's Danny Williams demanded and won an ownership share in a multi-billion dollar Hebron offshore oil deal. Even the Tories in Alberta are forcing big oil to pay higher royalties. And in Russia, both BP, PLC, and Royal Dutch Shell have ceded control in big lucrative Siberian projects to Russian gas monopoly OAO, Gazprom. The truth is, ExxonMobil's ultimatum has more to do with politics than economics. Russia's ruler, Mr. Putin, Pooty Poo, as George liked to call him, holds office because of his ties to the Secret Service, his crackdown on public debate, and his commitment to pushing Russia back into the world of big power politics. That world of corruption and repression is confronting and familiar to the owners of ExxonMobil. Chavez, by contrast, holds his office because millions have again and again been willing to put their bodies on the line against multinational corporations and their local allies. That revolutionary movement, by the way, is terrifying to ExxonMobil. So, working with the courts in the U.S. and Britain, ExxonMobil is testing the water, seeing just how strong the revolutionary movement in Venezuela is. This is especially critical given the setback faced by Chavez in the recent constitutional referendum. So, at any rate, folks, hey, it is what it is. But I highly suspect, and you know as well as I do, that Venezuela has been put on the target list of, well, governments that are just unfriendly to the United States. I don't see where Hugo Chavez is being unfriendly to the United States. He even offered, what was that, last year? To give breaks to people that would buy products through his outlet. What's his gas stations here in this country? Sitko, yes. All right. Vowed never to talk about this, but I got to talk about this. Okay. This was a communique sent to Christopher Story and the FourWinds10.com editor. And this is about the Lackawanna thing, with more information than I've ever seen about this. He says, having continuously read your articles and Casper updates on the 4winds10.com website, I've decided it's time to strike out and enlighten you to the truth. However, I must undertake this in a careful manner because, one, a very large percentage of what I know is classified, top secret. Two, one of our number has already been assassinated. Three, a further assassination attempt was undertaken on another of our number some 3 months ago. And four, my life and the lives of my family would be in jeopardy if this information was known to have come via myself. Your stories have a degree of truth, but there are some mistruths which seem to be guiding you in the wrong directions and leading you away from the real truth. So I will therefore reveal to you certain facts, yes, facts, that are most secret, but some are or should be verifiable. I will start with Lackawanna funds, for which we need to go back in time to the era of Ronald Reagan's presidency. Reagan implemented a very secretive group of top people, which was totally under his control. This group consisted of seven top people. I was later informed, but not verified, that it was 11 people, not seven. There are also two presidential decrees on this matter, which were subsequently classified top secret and are only accessible by a very few at the top of the U.S. hierarchy. The constituted task of this group was to steal the assets of the combined internal collateral accounts of the global debt facility by whatever means were deemed necessary or required. This meant lies, deceit, plunder, destruction of records, plus many other things, including, and above all, murder, assassination of those who stood in the way. The group of seven were charged with putting together teams to actually carry out the group's mandate. Lackawanna was one of these people. The group, as I will call them, illegally obtained and fraudulently used assets of the Durham Trust, of which V.K. Durham is the senior trustee. The trust does not own the assets they hold. They are only custodians of the assets. Durham Trust is actually owned by another trust above it, which is owned by another trust above that, which is owned by Foundation Divine. Foundation Divine is a foundation owned by the combined international collateral accounts of the global debt facility and is a primary foundation as custodians of the assets in the accounts. The fraudulent use of the assets illegally gained by the group were to generate funds used in the destabilization of the then USSR. Billions were generated from which U.S. dollar notes were printed. They were not ordinary U.S. dollar notes. There were differences on the front and rear of the notes, meaning they were actually fake U.S. dollars. The physical U.S. dollar notes were moved into the USSR and the ledger entries on the U.S. accounts, the hidden ones that no one's ever seen, remained. What U.S. dollar notes that were sent to Russia remained after the collapse of the Soviet Empire, remained in Russia. They cannot be used outside of Russia, by the way, whereby some are stored, even to this day, in a 4x40-foot railway containers sited at a large railway yard in the south of Moscow. Now, there were various countries and presidents of countries that were involved in all of this, some innocently, some deliberately. All these governments and presidents executed agreements with Reagan's government to split up any remains of this illegal wealth generated by fraudulent means once the USSR had fallen. From the ledger accounts, the U.S. government have extracted all their costs plus more, which leaves a balance to be split between nations. Based on the agreements with Reagan's government, these accounts are dispersed throughout the world into numerous international banks, as the amount is too great for one bank to handle, but also to hide same from public eyes. It is these accounts and the contents of these accounts that everyone is referring to, the Lackawanna funds, and the very same or percentage of accounts that Lackawanna is claiming he owns, because everyone strongly believes that no one owns them and Lackawanna is claiming them. Now, other members of the group have since died, as far as I'm aware, leaving Lackawanna the sole survivor of the group. In reality, and under international law, Wanta does not own nor can legally claim ownership of the surplus funds remaining on these accounts, and neither does any other country or nation hold any legal right to these funds under the illegal agreements executed under the Reagan government. Wanta is not and can never be the savior of the world with these funds, as the funds originated from the illegal use of the assets fraudulently acquired from the combined international collateral accounts of the global debt facility via the Durham Trust. Whereas the surplus funds legally belong to the combined international collateral accounts of the global debt facility. And then we'll get into where G.W. Bush and his cronies are in trouble on this deal. We'll be right back.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
If your body isn't feeling too well these days, you're gonna start taking this hemp, I say, go to hempusa.org. You may not like what I'm about to say, but you know I'm gonna say it anyway. The government doesn't want the best for you. They keep you down, they keep you blue. They starve your body for all its nutrients. They won't let you grow industrial hemp. It really doesn't make any kind of sense when it's so healthy for the world and useful for you, my friends. I hope Mr. Bush will hear this song, for the heart of America wants this one. Go to hempusa.org. If you're a truther, an anarchist, or renegade, you only want things that God has made, go to hempusa.org. We offer free shipping anywhere in the States. Go to hempusa.org.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare with your children being raised by someone else? With our free information, you can lead a less stressful life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was about to be laid off from a company that was going bankrupt. On top of that, I wanted my kids to have mommy care, not daycare. My first month, I made $1,000 part-time. After 90 days, I was home with my children. And for the past 7 years, I've been here for my three little girls. I love this business.
Go to freedom94.com. Get out of the rat race and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I was skeptical. However, I had to get out of corporate America. Both me and my wife were able to quit our jobs and now make over $10,000 a month from home.
Go to freedom94.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 94.com. Freedom94.com. And start earning great money as soon as next week.
All right, only got a couple minutes here, and I'm only about halfway through this article. Let me see here. This is where G.W. Bush Jr. and his cronies are in trouble. They cannot authorize the release of the funds as they do not hold the authority or signatory rights over the combined international collateral accounts to do so. At the same time, there are two prominent points here. Successive U.S. governments from 1963 following the execution of the Green-Hilton Treaty by President Kennedy and By the way, Kennedy was assassinated 10 days after signing the treaty. He refused to recognize the combined international accounts and the Green-Hilton Treaty. Now, the second point here is that successive U.S. governments have continuously been stealing and plundering the assets of the combined international collateral accounts for their own purposes. Therefore, to sign off on the accounts in favor of WMATA would be illegal and fraudulent, which they will not do, as they have been informed that they are being watched carefully. To recognize the accounts as a government would mean that they hold a responsibility as a government and custodian of the assets, and must therefore ensure any surplus must be credited to the combined international collateral accounts, which, for your information, are held at the Federal Reserve, the U.S. Treasury, the Swiss National Bank, the BIS, the Swiss Federal Banking Authority, and the UBS being the primary custodian over all other banks. Now, this would mean that their little games of plunder and theft to enhance their own financial standings and those of certain other covert groups would come to an abrupt end, and all of them would be held personally liable to the combined international collateral accounts for the amounts, losses, or otherwise involved with their continuous fraudulent activities. They are, to say the least, up the river in a canoe without any paddles. And the world ponders as to what's to happen next, not knowing the real truth. In respect to the World Court, as I quoted, I assume you refer to the International Court of The Hague. This being the case, there are again several points of issue, the first being that the U.S. does not recognize the International Court and not bound by any of its rulings it makes in respect to U.S. citizens, governmental actions, or any other similarities. The second point being that even the World Court, the International Court, does not have the jurisdictional control over any factor related to the combined international collateral accounts. The decision of the owner or the sole arbiter of the combined international collateral accounts takes precedence over all or any laws of judicial decisions, judgments, or any other nation. Now, I'm not going to bother going through the rest of this because there is the bulk of it. But, folks, you know, when this Leo Wanta story hit, and I've been told over the years, you know, this guy's legitimate, he's real, I never bought it for an instant. And now it comes to light that, these things were set up to destabilize, and Ronnie Reagan at the head of this thing, to destabilize the then USSR. Well, and if the funds are there and governments have been using them, this is never going to come to light for the very fact that they can't lawfully do so, but have been doing so. So at any rate, when I saw this Leo Wanta deal, I just stayed far away from that thing as possible. And there are people that swear to this day that Leo Wanta is the real deal and that he's due this money. It wasn't his in the first place. So how can you lay claim to something that was set up that wasn't yours in the first place? And as this gentleman says, he only signs off as Mr. Whistleblower. Leo Wanta is the last engine standing. And I would probably predict by Leo Wanta dropping this, he's probably going to remain alive. He's just embarrassing people that have been fraudulent and misusing these funds. As if, and that's going on the assumption that these funds were legal gotten gains in the first place. At any rate, folks, join me tomorrow. We're going to get into some tough subject matter. Seeds of Deception with Jeffrey Smith. Be there tomorrow. I'll be there. I'll see you then.